Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We just finished up the Gospel of Luke in the New Testament, and we are jumping backwards to Deuteronomy, which is one of my favorite books of the Bible, and I hope that you find it as enriching and as exciting as I do. I love learning about Moses and the nation of Israel and all of the law and just so much great stuff here. All right, so I'm going to start in Deuteronomy chapter 1, which is where one would start when one is starting a book, verses 1 through 23 in the World English Bible, WEB, and this is what it says. These are the words which Moses spoke to all Israel beyond the Jordan in the wilderness, in the Arabah, opposite Suf, between Paran, Tophel, Laban, Hazeroth, and Dizahab. It is 11 days' journey from Horeb by the way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea. In the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, Moses spoke to the children of Israel according to all that Yahweh had given him in commandment to them. After he had struck Sihon, the king of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, who lived in Ashtaroth at Edrei, beyond the Jordan, in the land of Moab, Moses began to declare this law, saying, Yahweh our God spoke to us in Horeb, saying, You have lived long enough at this mountain. Turn and take your journey and go to the hill country of the Amorites and to all the places near there, in the Arabah, in the hill country, in the lowland, in the south, by the seashore, in the land of the Canaanites, and in Lebanon as far as the river Euphrates. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give to them and to their offspring after them. I spoke to you at that time, saying, I am not able to bear you myself alone. Yahweh your God has multiplied you, and behold, you are today as the stars of the sky for multitude. Yahweh, the God of your fathers, make you 1,000 times as many as you are, and bless you as he has promised you. How can I myself alone bear your problems, your burdens, and your strife? Take wise men of understanding who are respected among your tribes, and I will make them heads over you. You answered me and said, The thing which you have spoken is good to do. So I took the heads of your tribes, wise and respected men, and made them heads over you, captains of thousands, captains of hundreds, captains of fifties, and captains of tens, officers according to your tribes. I commanded your judges at the time, saying, Hear cases between your brothers and judge righteously between a man and his brother and the foreigner who is living with him. You shall not show partiality in judgment. You shall hear the small and the great alike. You shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is God's. The case that is too hard for you, you shall bring to me, and I will hear it. I commanded you at the time all the things which you should do. We traveled from Horeb and went through all that great and terrible wilderness, which you saw by the way to the hill country of the Amorites, as Yahweh our God commanded us. And we came to Kadesh Barnea. I said to you, You have come to the hill country of the Amorites, which Yahweh our God gives to us. Behold, Yahweh your God has set the land before you. Go up, take possession, as Yahweh the God of your fathers has spoken to you. Don't be afraid, neither be dismayed. You came near to me, every one of you, and said, Let's send men before us, that they may search the land for us and bring us back the word of the way by which we must go up and the cities to which we shall come. The thing pleased me well. I took 12 of your men, one man for every tribe. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this is a stage-setting passage of Scripture, getting us ready for what is next. And I just thank you for that recap of understanding how far they had come. They had passed through the Red Sea. They had this leader, Moses, and they were to divide into groups and judge righteously. And Lord, in hearing that, and as I read it, I just realized how much of the fear of humankind I have in my life. So don't look at their face. And I think that's something I do all the time, where I see someone be mad at me. I can look at their face, read their face well, and I will capitulate to them, or I will shrink back in fear. So Lord, help us today, in light of that scripture, not to be afraid of what people can do to us or the judgment of others, but to rest in the fact that you judge righteously, that you hold the world in your hands and you weigh people's hearts perfectly. So Lord, we thank you for that today, and forgive us for being afraid of other people. Instead, let us have reverence and fear of you, who can judge the living and the dead. We love you and we praise you and we thank you for this adventure through the book of Deuteronomy. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm grateful for you. And I hope that today on this, we're getting toward the end, this 27th day of July is a good day full of hopefully sunshine and laughter.